Jim Bray is our live 88.5 car crasher, audio auto reviewer, Jim Bray. And we've got him online this morning from Calgary. Hey, Jim.
Hi.
What are the most stolen models of vehicles in Canada?
Well, I was kind of surprised. I would thought that they would be, you know, just the top-selling vehicles or maybe the most exotic or whatever, but they're not. There's actually, there's mostly trucks. There's only two cars on there, and they're both Hondas, the Honda Civic LX four-door. So that's a fairly basic model. And the Honda Accord EX four-door, which is, you know, kind of a basic Accord as well.
Right.
They're the only cars on the list. Other than that, we have all domestic big trucks. Like the Dodge, not just trucks, of course, the Dodge Caravan, which, of course, is a minivan.
Right.
The Chevrolet Silverado, the Ford F-350, the Dodge Ram, the GMC Sierra, and the Super Duty Ford truck F-350. Those are the top 10 most stolen vehicles. I was really surprised by that.
Yeah. Is there,
maybe because I just didn't get trucks. I don't know.
Yeah. Is there anything behind that as far as, you know,
are they easy to steal?
Easy to steal or maybe most desired on the other end to be sold somewhere?
I mean, really, it's supply and demand, right? And if people don't want your car, it doesn't matter how easy it is to steal. You could just leave it with the convertible top down, the doors unlocked, and the stealing sign.
Leave it running. Leave it running with the doors open.
That's right. Now, and an invitation, please, when you can't afford the payments anymore.
Right.
But the Royal and Sun Alliance has given some of them are reasonably common sense tips on how to avoid car theft, and I'm actually embarrassed to read a couple of them because they are so common sense, like know where your keys are at all times. Well, yeah. I mean, that seems kind of like a duh. I know it's something I live by because every morning at 3 a.m. I get up and run downstairs just to make sure my car keys are still there.
Right, right.
Also, never start your vehicle and leave it running with the keys in the ignition unattended.
Wow.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
And here's one I hadn't thought of. When you take your car in for service, make sure you're taking it to an accredited facility that you're familiar with. And I thought, well, what difference does that make? And I thought, well, if it's somebody you don't know, who knows? Maybe they're copying your key and handing it out to a bud. I really don't know it.
Yeah.
Seems that it could make sense that way.
Yeah.
Same thing about, you know, be careful to whom you loan your vehicle.
Yeah.
You know, if you have some guy show up your door saying, I really need to get my wife to the hospital, then maybe you should have second thoughts about giving the vehicle and maybe phone a cab instead. And the cab.
Make sure you see the pregnant wife.
That's right. Yeah. You know, don't leave cash lying around the car. Make sure your wallet, keys, and purse are all out of sight. You get privacy glass, too. Maybe that would help a lot. As a matter of fact, we're crossing the U.S. border, and our car has privacy glass in the back, and they made us roll the windows down just to make sure that we weren't smuggling somebody across.
So, right.
Boy, did that ever get us into a lot of trouble?
It always strikes me as ladder theft, you know, car theft, because that car's got an address in it, your home address. It's got maybe a garage door opener in it as well, and that sort of thing, you know?
And actually, that's another one of these groups' advice. They say, you know, at times thieves will target specific types of cars, and they'll gain access through an unlocked door in the house.
Yeah.
That way they'll scoop your keys and then drive away, or maybe just, you know, come back later in the middle of the night and drive away. So, again, this isn't really preventing car theft, but make sure you keep your house doors locked as well to prevent any kind of theft, let alone being murdered in your bed.
Good. That's true. Always end on a fun note. Way to go, Jim.
Always try to be uplifting.
Jim Bray, our live 88.5 car crasher. Jim's going to talk about Test Fest that is coming up. It's the morning startup on live 88.5.
Today we're at 19 already, 26 with the Humidex in Ottawa.
Talking about Ajax for Car of the Year, Jim Bray, our live 88.5 car crasher, already talked about car theft and the biggest stolen cars in Canada. Everything Jim talks about, you can find at live885.com and then click on Startup. We got him on the line now. Hey, Jim.
Hello there.
All right. So Test Fest is coming up. Explain what Test Fest is and what happens.
The annual Test Fest is the Canadian Car of the Year Test Fest. It's put on affiliated with the Automobile Journalists of, Association of Canada.
Right.
And, boy, they've been doing it for years and years now. I've been involved in probably the last four or five, I guess. And it's really quite interesting. A whole bunch of us get together and put as many of the new vehicles as the manufacturers, you know, submit for a test through their paces. And then we vote on the categories for car of the year and then the overall car of the year. And it's actually a lot of fun for the automotive journalists, and it's good information for the consuming public because we drive these cars, trucks, SUVs, whatever, in, you know, normal circumstances. We take them out through city streets and that, and we also put them onto a handling course, which gives you even more information about how these cars are going to handle, for instance, in inclement weather and that kind of thing. So this year, we have a change of venue. The last few years, they have been at Niagara-on-the-Lake. They've taken over the airport there.
Right.
And I guess the people that had the planes were a little upset about that because this year, we're actually right in Niagara Falls. And they set up a new handling course in there, and it's all new, but it should be very interesting. It's also happening a week earlier. But they have released the list of all the cars that are up for judging in that, and there's about 50 of them, and right. So it's going to be a pretty intense week.
And you always hear about, you know, Ajax. They say, you know, Ajax Car of the Year or whatever it is, and that's what this is, the Automobile Journalists Association of Canada, Ajax.
That's exactly what this is, yeah. And they have categories anywhere from small car under $21,000 up to, you know, prestige cars over $75,000. There's sports performance, there's luxury cars, and there's SUVs and CUVs, which they mean as crossovers, and pickup trucks.
Which cars are you looking forward to driving at this year's Test Fest?
Well, I have thrown my hat in the ring to deal with the sports performance over 50K because there's a couple of cars in there that I really want to drive.
Right.
The ones that I'm really interested in driving this year, there's the Jaguar F-Type, which is their brand new sports car. F-Type, kind of reminiscent of E-Type, which is back in the 60s, one of the most beautiful cars ever made.
Yeah.
And from the waves that this F-Type is making right now, this could be the Porsche 911 killer that everybody's been looking for. I kind of hope it is in some ways, but as somebody who dearly loves the Porsche 911, I hope it doesn't.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to driving it. And it's going to be going head-to-head against the new Porsche Cayman. Now, the 911 is not involved this year because it was all new last year. So the F-Type may have a bit of a head up on the Cayman, but we'll see. Also, the two Mercedes E-Classes, the E63 AMG, which should be a lot of fun to drive.
Yeah,
but even then, I mean, even the smallest cars, under 21,000, I mean, there's the new Mazda 3 coming out, which I have not even seen yet except in pictures, but I'm looking forward to it because the Mazda 3 is a terrific car. Also, the new Toyota Corolla, which is supposed to be very much like the old Toyota Corolla in that it's bulletproof, it's reliable, maybe not literally bulletproof, but it will last a long time being reliable, and also something that's very un-Corolla-like, quite interesting.
Yeah, the Corolla looks really, really sleek and sharp and sporty now, and is the Mazda 3, has that been redesigned then?
For 2014, it is coming. I haven't seen all the details on it, but I know they have stuck that new front end on it that they've put onto the CX-5,
right,
and the CX-9 and the Mazda 6,
right,
which makes it look a little less aerodynamic, although it probably isn't. It's just, you know, perception.
Right.
Again, the Mazda 3 has always been my favorite in that category just because it's not only a nice car and a good car, it's fun to drive.
Right.
They really mean it when they say zoom, zoom, unless you get the low-end Skyactiv engine, then it's more snooze, snooze.
All right. Thanks for the time, Jim. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Jim Brayer, Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You'll find a link for him, live88.5.com. Click on Startup.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
This traffic up.